Perry, what is the name of your project?
I've been engaged to create the Alberta Industry Technology Association. What it will be actually called when we're finished, we don't know yet, but that's the intent, is to build a association that will be the voice of the technology industry in Alberta.
And who has engaged you to do this?
I was engaged by the Alberta government, but was selected by a panel of government and industry to take the project on. And as government has said to me, your job now is to get industry behind this.
What's the need for this?
There are multiple needs. Those in the past, or we've established a very complex industry infrastructure in Alberta, many, many associations, which some would refer to as fragmented. That fragmentation needs to be dealt with in order to have a voice that can represent to government and to industry and to itself what are our requirements now and into the future. Other needs are technology is emerging extremely rapidly. We have become a nation extremely knowledgeable, hence our great universities, but moving that knowledge to market and capitalizing that knowledge to commercialize it into new businesses has been very slow. And I think government has tried with billions, pumping them into our universities and trying to build bridges that haven't been effective. And I think they're finally turning and saying maybe we ought to give industry a shot at it.
Well, is this a way of dealing with the idea of diversification of the Alberta economy or really pushing forward what we're now calling the knowledge economy?
Yeah, I think the ultimate vision is you're bang on, is we have got an extremely prosperous economy in Alberta. Some projected out 100, 500 years and say, so what's the problem? We have got oil, we've got natural gas, we've got carbon in mass, and some measure it in terms of hundreds of years of prosperity. In that regard, we're the envy of North America and of many places in the world now that we've been discovered. But that also makes us vulnerable, because if there were to be such a thing as people resenting tar or people wanting to electrify their transportation systems or new forms of energy were to emerge in mass, like fusion energy, not fission, we'd find ourselves in Appalachia, as Ted Morton has put it, or possibly as a Sydney, Nova Scotia, or maybe as Detroit. So this is meant to be a good insurance policy, is to diversify, is to look at other forms of economy trading on the Alberta assets.
Are there some models for you to follow?
Absolutely. Some years ago when this became apparent that we really needed to think beyond a carbon energy industry, I looked at Texas. And Texas anticipated the day when their oil and gas would run out. And they have an exceptionally diversified economy. They relied heavily on their universities. They created commercial banks. They inspired entrepreneurial initiative, and they got dollars to flow from on high and from below. Today, they are the home for chip manufacturing. They're the home for aerospace. They are well beyond simply an oil and gas producer, or what I refer to as wheat, meat, fiber, timber, oil, or gas. Carbon in any form, we're great at it here in Alberta. We extract it, we harvest it, we ship it.
Now, I understand that British Columbia has an association that is something that we could be looking at.
Yes, several years ago, and I don't know exactly how many, I've heard as much as 20 years ago, there was an attempt in British Columbia to put together a technology industry association to be the voice. When this assignment was handed to me, that was one of the models I was to look at. And I am, in fact, going to BC on the 20th of this month to talk to them. I wanted to get a good handle, however, on what Alberta has and what Alberta wants before talking to British Columbia. But they have an association. It is membership-based. It's highly concentrated in Vancouver. It's not all that well-known from what I understand on Vancouver Island and up in Kelowna in the north. But it is meant to be the voice. It is representative of industry's viewpoints, and it seems to be succeeding.
Now, you have this 150 days, and I know you've been talking to an awful lot of people. What are you doing?
Well, the early stages, of course, is launch and listen, and I think you've just got to be in the market. I mean, it's four tires and a BlackBerry. Get out there, get to Calgary, get out of town, get into Lethbridge and Medicine Hat. I was there earlier this spring. Listen to what Edmonton's thinking. High, low, sideways, upways, northeast, southwest. I'm trying to meet as many people as I can. I've probably interviewed 50 people by now. I've been to five conferences. I've listened to numerous associations. I'm getting a pretty good handle on what people feel Alberta needs and what assets it has that are relevant. The prime task is, however, to incorporate and to get that founding board in place.
Well, what are people telling you?
It boils down to really, and I have to perhaps be overly simplistic, what are the four things that need to be understood about this organization, what it's to become, without me having the responsibility to tell them what they should be. Advocacy is clearly one of the prime. If there's going to be a voice, they need to be an advocate. And as an advocate, there are no compromises. There is a mission or a vision, and without compromise, it will be pursued. It's not a concept well understood. People often ask me, well, what does government think? Well, that's not what advocacy is. Advocacy is what does industry think, what does industry believe, what does industry want, and as first option, to work with government, to work with other forms of industry, energy in particular. The other concept not well understood is constituency. In order to be an effective advocate, you've got to have a backing. Where is that backing? It is fragmented. How are you going to go about, or how will this board go about trying to bring about some communality and find that communality? A third piece is self-sufficiency. In order to be an effective advocate, you can't be compromised. You can't be dependent upon government money. You've got to find sources of financing to be able to stand on your own two feet. That's a challenge, and I think there's some good ideas that have emerged in that realm. And then finally, why would you deserve the title of the voice to be the advocate by the constituency is to find projects that are meaningful and relevant to industry. And that is, what does it need today, and what industries does Alberta envision might help it diversify its economy in the future?
What do you see as being obstacles or challenges? Are you able to define those at this point?
I think the first is vision. This is a relatively new concept. We have relied heavily on oil and gas. It was the dream of politicians, of industry, and of Mom Pa from Rimby for some time that Alberta would capitalize on this oil and natural gas asset that we have, and we have a gift. We haven't spent a lot of time thinking about what else might we be and who might take us there. The Lougheeds of this world and the Gettys of this world and the Stelmachs of this world and their predecessors have done an extraordinary job in working with industry to achieve what we have today. Is government prepared to work with industry in building the next economy? You referred to it as knowledge-based. I think we need to be a bit careful this. This is going beyond knowledge. Knowledge without relationships has no value. And I think that's one of the insights that we're now discovering is we've got to find out where the markets are, where our young people want to be. They're looking for meaningful work. They would like to stay in the province, but they don't see the opportunities other than in the oil and gas industry. And so therein lie many challenges, a challenge of vision, a challenge of inspiring youth in particular, the capacity to loosen up the purse strings of a generation that has over $1 trillion to pass on either to their children or to the tax man when the time comes. There's a lot of assets to be mobilized. I think it's probably one of the most exciting assignments that I've had, even if it is only 150 days.
So what will you have at the end of the 150 days? What will be the product here?
A board that is absolutely passionate about building a better Alberta. And if anyone could imagine a better Alberta, it isn't outside this province, it's inside the province. So I think I will have an inspired and an inspiring board of directors. I will say thank you, and I will ride off into the sunset with Tonto.
Thanks very much, Perry, and good luck.
My pleasure. Thanks, Cheryl.